You're listening to SBS News.
The Morrison government is considering a second round of measures to add to the $17.6 billion economic boost announced last week. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says some businesses would close, resulting in people losing their jobs as a result of the pandemic. The finance minister noted the hospitality and tourism sectors would be among the hardest hit, with the government focused on supporting those businesses most affected by the downturn. Mr. Cormann told the ABC the situation is rapidly evolving.
But in terms of the economy, the impact is clearly getting more severe. We expect that businesses will close and people will lose their jobs, and we are currently working to provide the necessary support through what will be a difficult transition, that is the grim reality of it, but also to maximise the strength of the recovery, of the bounce back on the other side.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison will base himself in Canberra ahead of what's expected to be long-term focus to limit the spread of the virus. National Cabinet is continuing to discuss measures such as the aged care sector, indoor meetings and remote communities. The government has called for families to limit visits to aged care facilities to prevent older Australians from contracting the virus, while people have also been told not to visit remote regions to protect Indigenous communities. The Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, has told Radio 2GB that people need to remain vigilant about social distancing.
To keep your distance from people, to avoid non-essential travel, to try and avoid non-essential large groups, and to do things like, you know, if you can work from home, all of those sort of measures are really important.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government will pump $2 billion into the New South Wales economy to counter the financial havoc caused by the global coronavirus. Ms. Berejiklian says a substantial percentage will go towards the health system.
A huge component of this, $700 million, will go directly towards the health system. A huge boost to health in New South Wales, which will be effective immediately, which will be for the next 6 months, to make sure health has all the resources it needs to purchase more equipment, to put on additional staff, and to take care of every patient that comes through during this period.
Qantas and Jetstar have announced further cuts to domestic and international flying schedules as coronavirus travel bans intensify. Total international capacity will be cut by 90% from the end of March to at least the end of May, up from 23% reduction for the fourth quarter announced last week. Domestic capacity will be cut by 60% until at least the end of May, up from 5.0%. It represents the grounding of about 150 aircraft, including almost all the group's wide-body fleet. The announcement comes as Tasmania is the latest state to declare a state of emergency. Premier Peter Goodwin says the move will give more powers to Tasmania's Director of Public Health.
This will include increased powers and sanctions which support measures including quarantining and mass gatherings. It includes the power for the Director of Public Health to make decisions to manage an imminent threat to Tasmanians. He could direct people to be quarantined or isolated or evacuated from an area.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is in quarantine at his Queensland home after he was diagnosed with coronavirus and briefly hospitalised. Mr. Dutton tested positive to COVID-19 after waking up on Friday morning with a temperature and a sore throat before being placed in isolation in hospital. The second politician is Queensland National Senator Susan McDonald, whose test came back positive on Monday after she experienced a sore throat and a temperature. Mr. Dutton, who was released on Monday to his home in Brisbane, has told the Nine Network he only had a mild case of the virus and is feeling much better. But he says it's still unclear how he contracted it.
I think the doctor's advice initially was maybe you picked it up in the United States, that, you know, literally thousands of people have it that don't know. But I was pretty, pretty militant actually about the hand sanitizer, in the car before we went into meetings, after meetings. We only had, about 36 hours on the ground, so we were pretty sensible about it.
Some of the country's universities are moving classes online to deal with the spread of COVID-19. In Victoria, La Trobe, Monash and Swinburne universities announced on Monday night that from Tuesday, all classes will be suspended until the end of the week. so staff can prepare for online learning. Other universities around the country are expected to follow. The Family Court and Federal Court of Australia in Sydney have also been shut down for 24 hours to allow thorough cleaning to take place after a lawyer tested positive for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, seniors and pension card holders have tried to make the most of a dedicated shopping hour set up by supermarket chain Woolworths for vulnerable people in the midst of the COVID-19 outbreak.
Nice to be a senior.
Of the 298 confirmed cases in Australia, 27 have recovered and 5 have died from COVID-19. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.